With Montana News, I'm Mary Auld. Governor Greg Gianforte signed several bills this week meant to address the crisis of missing and murdered Indigenous people in Montana, extending programs established in 2019. Native Americans make up around 7% of Montana's population, but a quarter of reported missing person cases. Gianforte attended a bill signing ceremony Thursday along with the Native American lawmakers who sponsored the measure. Two bills will extend a legislative task force and grant program with the goal of helping tribes identify and report missing people. Three Montana counties, Lewis and Clark, Ravalli, and Lincoln, rank nationally among the 25 counties most polluted by short-term or year-round particle air pollution. That's according to a new American Lung Association report that says wildfires are the main culprit. Edward O'Brien reports.
The Lung Association's latest State of the Air report says increased wildfire smoke is endangering Montanans' lives. The report says the city of Missoula is ranked the nation's ninth most polluted metro area for short-term particle pollution, or soot. Yellowstone County's air quality has also degraded in recent years from increased soot. That kind of pollution can lead to lung cancer, asthma attacks, and cardiovascular damage. The Lung Association says the report's findings for Montana are consistent with a broader trend of worsening air pollution throughout the western U.S. due to climate change-related heat and drought. Edward O'Brien, Montana Public Radio.
A bill that would have allowed Montana's largest electric utility to recover costs and a rate of return from its customers for coal-fired power generation was tabled in committee yesterday. YPR News' Nikki Willette reports.
Senate Bill 379 from Republican Senator Steve Fitzpatrick of Great Falls has drawn heated testimony from supporters who say it would ensure Northwestern Energy customers a reliable source of power from Colstrip, and opponents who say customers would be saddled with costs the utility never spent. The policy passed through the Senate earlier this month, but was tabled in the House Energy, Technology, and Federal Relations Committee on an 11-1 vote on Wednesday.
This shouldn't be a political decision, and that's what this has become. This is an economic decision, and it's an economic decision that affects the entire state, a bunch of ratepayers.
Representative Katie Zolnikov, a Republican from Billings, said utility regulators on the Montana Public Service Commission are better equipped than lawmakers to review the terms of how a company buys or leases a power plant and the potential impact on electric bills. Regulators opposed the now-tabled bill. Representative Geraldine Custer, a Republican from Forsyth, said she'd support the bill so Northwestern could meet its energy demands.
I mean, if we don't pass this bill, are they not going to be able to purchase power from 3 and 4 if there's some power there to purchase?
Northwestern Energy, which currently owns a 30% share in Colstrip Unit 4, sought to buy an additional share last year, but that deal with Puget Sound Energy fell through. Late Tuesday, Northwestern announced it entered into contracts for 325 megawatts from a forthcoming natural gas plant in Laurel, a battery storage system, and hydroelectric resources. For YPR News, I'm Nikki Willette.
This Montana Governor Greg Gianforte has signed a bill that allows healthcare providers to contract directly with patients for certain basic care, such as annual checkups, office visits, vaccines, blood work, and stitches, in an effort to reduce healthcare costs. 8 clinics in the state are working as direct primary care providers as allowed under a 2017 memo by then-Insurance Commissioner Matt Rosendale. The bill signed Wednesday puts that memo into law and allows dentists, chiropractors, and other providers to offer similar direct care contracts. Republican Senator Kerry Smith of Billings sponsored the bill, saying it would help reduce costs by removing the filing of insurance claims from the picture. The Montana House and Senate have both endorsed a controversial policy to ban transgender athletes from competing in grade school and college sports under the gender with which they identify. The bill is one step closer to the governor's desk after receiving an amendment that could void the policy. Kevin Trevlin reports for YPR News.
The added provision would void the bill if the federal government strips Montana education funds due to Title IX, which prevents sex discrimination in schools, and if the state cannot successfully appeal the federal decision. Senate lawmakers narrowly offered preliminary support to the policy by a 27-23 margin, while the House voted 60-39 in support of the policy. Groups of Republicans joined Democrats in both chambers voting against the bill. It now faces a final vote in each chamber. For Yellowstone Public Radio News and Report for America, I'm Kevin Trevlin.
The Crow Nation in Montana is expected to enter the cannabis industry after approving an ordinance last week to oversee its own cultivation and sale of marijuana and benefit from the revenue. The Billings Gazette reported Wednesday that Crow Tribe Chairman Frank Whiteclay is expected to approve the Crow Cannabis Ordinance, which allows the tribal government to sell marijuana and cannabis-infused products with a sale tax of 7%. Montana lawmakers have narrowly voted down a proposal to create a panel that would decide which patients are eligible to receive Medicaid reimbursement for abortion-related services. MTPR's Shaley Rager reports a slate of other bills to restrict access to abortion are awaiting consideration by the governor.
Lawmakers on the Senate Finance and Claims Committee voted 9-10 to reject creating the panel to decide who could get abortion services paid for under Medicaid as a potential add-on to the state's $12 billion budget. It would have created a panel made up of three appointed physicians who would review why patients enrolled in Medicaid accessed abortion care to determine if they meet criteria for reimbursement. That criteria was defined in the proposal as abortion that is medically necessary, necessary if the pregnant patient's life is in danger, or in cases of rape or incest. The Republican majority at the Montana legislature has passed several bills that would restrict access to abortion, and those are awaiting either a signature or a veto from Republican Governor Greg Gianforte. One would ban abortions at 20 weeks, another would put restrictions on medication abortions, and a third would bar health insurance on the Affordable Care Act exchange from covering abortion. Gianforte has said he is anti-abortion. I'm Shaley Rager, Montana Public Radio.